watching you. That ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food. Grow as tall as you are.
This is such a jam.
And eat all my food.
I know.
All right. That is your...
What's this hook?
I want to do everything you do. I've been watching you.
Welcome to Fun with Country Music, Bob.
That is our entree to Fun with Country Music.
I wondered
music.
If this would ever happen to me.
You know, we haven't done it all year. We didn't do it all last year, and the pandy, you know, kind of affected things, and there wasn't a lot of music being released last year for obvious reasons. And to be honest with you, it kind of slipped my mind. Now, the go-to guys like Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line, and what we're talking about is bro country. So probably in about 2014 or so, 15 maybe, I don't know, sometime in that time frame,
yeah,
we noticed that every popular country song contained the same elements. And the bro country thing just exploded. It was the most popular form of music out there. And it was the same four or five guys. And then you had the fringe guys that were doing the same thing. Every song was about how Southern you were. All right, you were trying to out-Southern the other guy.
And you're telling me that this is a new thing? This is not something that's...
Yeah, now, look, there are elements of this, and, you know, going as far back as country music goes, but country music wasn't relegated to just basically this one circle that contained all these elements.
That's the difference, because if you listen to a song, Country Boy Can Survive by Hank Williams Jr., which came out, I think, in the early 80s, he's doing the same thing.
Right.
In a lot of ways. But this is every freaking tune.
Every
song.
It's
like there's a group of songwriters in Nashville that their sole purpose is to make sure that they hit the checklist of every tune that they submit to these artists.
And they're the buzz terms or phrases that they're all looking for, and they all... All these songs contain the following, and not just one of them.
Oh, we have a list.
Multiple. Oh, yeah, we have a list. So,
and if you can hit all of the references in one song, you wind up on this segment, usually.
Yeah.
Touch them all.
So, this is what they're going after.
Okay.
Boots, jeans, beer and or alcohol, truck.
A lot of truck, dude.
Oh,
a lot
the truck,
of
truck is huge.
Or any reference to truck, like tailgate or mud flaps or
any
the size of your rims.
Right. Critters.
Yeah.
Now, critters can be anything from just your basic farm animal to crickets.
Yeah.
Right? It can. Yeah, it covers a wide spectrum.
They count catfish, too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Creek and or river.
Yeah, any type of rural body of water.
Yes.
Or crick.
Right. Hunting.
Oh, man.
Fishing.
Oh, man.
That's I-N?
Or,
I-N apostrophe.
Yeah. You gotta add the apostrophe. Or you can even, like Ty said, name a fish, like a bass.
Yeah.
Or a catfish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, always freshwater fish, right? We're not dealing with saltwater fish?
No.
Typically, no.
No, this is no. There's no saltwater involved here. any type of southern structure, like a barn.
Yeah.
A fence.
Yeah.
Maybe like a water tower, the town, you know, just something that you would think
southern
of.
Southern
think-
structure.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Did I name them all?
Well, there's so many
shotgun.
Others. Yeah, any type of firearms, any girl is probably number one.
Yeah.
You can reference things like Friday night football. And
Yeah.
It's just a matter of cramming in small town imagery.
Right. And it's and these kids,
Dairy Queen?
Generally the audience, generally the audience is about 17 to 23, 24, and they just love it. This is the prime beer drinking age.
Yeah.
And they know who they're playing to. They're not dumb. And so these songs have all, they all have these elements, and they've made these artists millions and millions of dollars.
So you're saying it's a group of like five dudes?
That are the most consistent. And Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line are the two
biggest defenders.
Yeah, for sure, right? Yeah. In the history of this bit. And then it kind of cycles down from there. Well, so I got sent this like 50 times. This an article from the New York Times that dropped yesterday, and it is about this new country artist named Kid, like Jason Kidd, K-I-D-D, Kid G. And it's a teenager who had some success on TikTok and SoundCloud doing rap music, a white kid. And he's from a small town in Georgia. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to take these elements and turn them into my own form of country music, which is country rap, mm-hmm. which we often call crap. And so this song is now the most listened to song, I believe, on Spotify right now. This is not the song I'm talking. This is not why we're doing this, okay? But I got sent this guy's article in the New York Times. And, and this particular song, and the song is called Dirt Road, so you may think it hits a lot of things. It doesn't. I just want to give you an example of the most listened to song on Spotify right now.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Kid G's a softie.
Most definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just appearance. Feature.
I should have never called last night. We break up and make up and then we do it again. I need another beer. Don't want my vision clear. Small town, so I see you everywhere. Dirt roads in full drive. Headlights and shiny knives. Right now, that sounds real nice to get your name off of my mind. Whoa. Windows down, speakers bumping like, whoa, live my life like a dirt road, take it slow, let's see how far we can go.
It almost sounds like an SNL bit.
When tomorrow comes,
like a little kid.
This is the most listened to song on Spotify. You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Windows down, speakers bumping like,
I wish I was.
Dude, I've got GarageBand demos that sound better than that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You recorded this on Clean Feed.
It's exactly, yeah.
Seriously.
It's really bad. The quality's bad. All of it's bad.
Sounds like he plugged in an Ovation acoustic through a PVPA.
So
that is horrible.
I love music, Danny.
Oh, you're welcome.
Angry music.
Awesome. So wide, you idiot.
So anyway, this led me, and I'm telling you, man, I'm so thankful for Kid G.
Okay.
Like, I was on my knees praying to Kid G last night.
Oh, wow.
Because it led me to the likes of Justin Lee and Dylan Raymond and Hunter Phelps and Spencer Crandall and Murphy Elmore. So all
these sound like towns you're driving through to get to Cedar Creek Lake.
I know.
Man, you got to watch out for the cops in Murphy. They got some mean speed traps over there. No, don't even get. You don't even want to drive through Crandall.
Right.
It's terrible.
So last night, as I'm reading this article in the New York Times, and I start going down this wormhole of all these country artists, they're all super young, and it's the new generation of bro country. They have, so all these people that were Florida Georgia Line people, they're all now maybe 28, 29, 30, maybe a little bit older.
They're aging out.
They're aging out, so the cycle has to start over again.
Yes.
And Kid G,
we have
and
to replenish the farm system,
yeah,
Corby.
Yes, and his band of merry men, they're now starting this whole new generation of bro country and bringing these elements back. So let's start with a man named Nate Kenyon.
Oh, my God. Kenyon.
Nate wrote a song called Met Her in the South. All right? So here we go.
Break it up. Tailgate boots swinging. She was 3 feet deep in the creek swimming.
All of them.
If she was standing around a fire with a beer to her mouth, probably met her in the South.
You did.
If her lip.
By the way.
No, you didn't meet her in Times Square.
By the way, do you know, I don't care where you're from.
Uh-huh.
If you met a girl swimming in a 3 foot creek.
Yeah. Drinking a long neck.
Think about that. How many times has that actually happened?
Like you meet her there?
That's where you met her. In a little creek, a 3 foot creek.
Just it's driving just, by and. It, oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
What are you doing?
Sarah, what's going on? Nothing. Swimming in the creek.
Sundress was white cotton.
they say cotton.
Yeah.
And her voice had a draw when she started talking. Yeah, she was dancing in the dust of a dirt road.
Oh, God. Dust is another one.
God.
Yeah, this guy is a home run hitter.
You probably met her in the sound.
That before he goes into the chorus.
You probably met her in the sound.
So, we worked it all in right there.
Yeah.
Mama tied her out and make fried chicken. And her daddy taught her how to go bass fishing.
Wow.
He's hitting for the cycle.
Sweet as
twice in the same inning.
Yeah. Strong as a shot of crap.
He said sweet tea.
Yeah. Does Crown work?
Oh, he didn't realize that it is alcohol, but I think that when he wrote that song, he probably didn't realize that that's a foreign product. That's a Canadian whiskey.
It's a blend.
It is.
All right, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Listen to this. Does mentioning the Mason-Dixon line get you bonus points?
You want that.
And he mentioned her southern drawl. That's another one. I mean, it's so stupid. Yeah, he mixed in cornrow. Yeah, he did it all. He did it all. That's Nate Kenyon with Met Her in the South.
That's incredible.
Is that not awesome?
Recorded on his phone.
Look, they don't have a lot of money.
In the South?
Well, just the Kenyon family does it. They're trying. They're trying to raise more money.
A southern belle from the Bible Belt. You probably met her in the South.
Yeah. Would you like one more?
No.
Yes.
All right.
This is my favorite.
All right, let's
like I'm on this side of the radio now. This is really something.
Right. Let's meet a man named Hunter Phelps. All right?
All right.
Hunter wrote a song called
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, it's all digital. We have a 45-second offer online. It's fast, it's easy, and we have the best online reviews on the planet. Sell me your car.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Where the beer is beer. Cold, the fish. Fried, and the fireflies glow.
Firefly
roll
critter.
Down an old out-of-town road. Show me where the river runs.
River.
River and road.
Yeah.
I need a break from the loud and the mad and the fast interstates in a big town.
Interstate?
I'm just a down homesick trying to make a buck, boy, looking for a little slowdown. Need to trade a skyscraper for a silo, couple stoplights.
Silo. Silo.
To, well, I have to trade a skyscraper for a silo.
Yeah, you do.
Ripped off.
3 or 4 or 5 Need to hear a little mound after no. And pump before you pay at the Texaco. Take me down where the beer is cold. The fish get fried and the fireflies go. Roll me down an old out-of-town road. Show me where the river runs. Somewhere the dirt will stain your boots so. Red like the words I was raised up on. Back porch at night, singing with the crickets. That kind of life is my kind of living.
That sounds great.
He really went hard there in the last part of that chorus. He went.
Even Luke Bryan's listening to this going, son of a bitch, dude.
I know.
We get it.
I know.
Singing with the crickets. That kind of life is my kind of living.
You see, because he's from the South, Danny.
Right.
He likes the South.
Yeah, that kind of life is my kind of living.
Yeah, I've been throwing windshield waves of strangers in the other lane, but they never wave back.
It's city.
All y'all and yonder rolling off my lips. I need a trip for people still say that. Less busy, more laid back. Take me down where the beer is cold, the fish get fried.
basically Kid G has, and like these songs, a lot of them, Danny, they've got like 13,000 listens, you know? So like his hometown has listened to it 13,000 times, and uh-huh. now I'm discovering them. So now, and I'm telling you, whenever my Spotify year-end list comes out, they're going to think I'm the biggest redneck of all time.
That's fine with me.
Other things you might like, and it just lists all of them, all this crap. So anyway, there is your first 2021 version of Fun with Country Music.
I don't think I've ever heard the trade offer of Skyscraper for Silo.
Yeah, you're just tired of it, man.
Couple stoplights, only 3 or 4 or 5 oh.
Yeah.
Need to hear a little ma'am after no.
Yeah.
And pump before you pay at the Texaco.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
That is awesome.
All right. Let's, what do
I have
doing?
No energy left.
I know.
None.
I know.
Like, I need to leave.
Yeah.
May I go?
Oh, no.
Lino, will you get community quick hits?
We have more.
I'll forward you my stories.
We have to hear your thoughts on Urban Meyer next.